So the really cool part of this thing is what comes next. When I saw this, I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah. So she went on a trial of T-DM1 and pembrolizumab. She's had stable disease for 8 months, actually a little bit of tumor shrinkage, but not enough to call a PR. She actually tolerates this therapy beautifully. I mentioned earlier that one of my patients with leptomeningeal disease was in a fashion show last night. She was actually in the same fashion show, modeling
Wow.
vintage clothing.
Wow.
She also rode in our big cycling event, the Pan Mass Challenge, in
Wow.
August and rode 170 miles in 2 days.
Wow.
And she's doing great. And I think this is just an example of the fact that HER2-positive disease in the metastatic setting can very much be a chronic condition these days, that the median survival is much longer than it used to be. I see no reason why this particular patient isn't going to continue to live for many more years. I mean, we haven't scratched the surface of all the various chemotherapy combinations we could use. She hasn't had a TKI. Who knows what else is going to happen? And meanwhile, she's doing great with this combination.
So, no autoimmune problems, hypothyroidism, nothing.
So she's one of the people who hasn't. And, as you know, for the 70, 80% of patients who tolerate these checkpoint inhibitors well, they're really easy. For the very small number who get colitis and pneumonitis and whatever else, they're horrible. And then for the patients who have the endocrinopathies, they're somewhere between horrible and okay.
So the thing that really excited me about that is, I mean, I don't have to tell you what's going on in the rest of oncology. Lung cancer, first line therapy, not only of non-squamous, but now as of ASCO squamous and maybe as of ESMO small cell, everybody's getting chemo checkpoint inhibitor.
Well, as of ESMO,
Yeah.
that's also going to be true in
My next question.
all or some of patients with triple negative disease in the first line setting.
Absolutely. That was what my next question. Before we get into that, which is like super mind blowing, because finally you guys are going to get in the game for real. I just thought the idea of using an antibody drug conjugate with a checkpoint inhibitor was really cool because it's getting the chemo thing, but without the toxicity. You wonder maybe it could be more effective. I don't know. I never heard anybody talk about using antibody drug conjugate and a checkpoint inhibitor. Have you had any other patients on the trial or any other data with that strategy?
So it's our trial. I don't think I've had anyone else, but we've enrolled a bunch of patients on the trial.